Welcome to the Kevin Hilly Podcast, just a sample of what he does each morning on 101.9 The Wave. Now, here's Kevin.
I will admit I'm addicted to my smartphone. I mean, that's not a stretch. Most people are, I think, to a degree, they are. I mean, if you have the type of feeling when you walk out of the house, I don't know if you do the same thing. I walk out of the house, I have a routine in the morning, you know, pat my pockets, make sure my wallet's over here, my phone's over here. You know what I mean? It's like I just do it instinctively. I don't even think about it. And you ever had that panic where suddenly, like, your phone's not there? Oh, where's my phone? Oh, it's laying over there. I mean, you know what I'm talking about, right? Okay, that is a real situation. A lot of people feel it. And I don't know if that is itself is considered smartphone addiction, but, you know, people are constantly on their phone. I mean, always looking at notifications, making sure it's FOMO, fear of missing out. Well, there's a new trend now, people buying dumb phones to kick their social media addiction. These are actual, like, old style phones, not bricks. They're not just sort of, you know, plastic pieces that aren't really phones. I mean, these are honest to goodness working phones, but they're not smartphones. They are dumb phones. With the idea of being, okay, you can stay in touch, somebody can call you, maybe text you, whatever, but it doesn't have all the bells and whistles of a smartphone, so you can't go on, say, Facebook or whatever and constantly get notifications and everything. And a lot of people are using these things now because they're making a choice to have their day go on without all the noise of all the notifications and apps. And when I first looked at it, I go, oh, that's a great idea. That sounds like a great idea. You know, I mean, that is in one way strangely tempting, but then I know me. I would be panicked. I couldn't do it. Just speaking for me, I couldn't do it. I will tell you, though, I have a buddy who is about my age. He's maybe a year or two older, and he has a dumb phone. I mean, it's an old flip phone, which those things, by the way, the old razors, those things were great. They really, I mean, it's just so compact. I mean, you hardly knew they were in your pocket. But anyway, he has one of those. And his favorite expression is, I hate the 21st century. He is so not a technology person. And I sent him a text, I don't know, a couple of months ago. And he didn't respond to me. And when I finally called him, I said, did you get my text? He goes, no, I don't know if I got it. And then, so when I saw him in person, I said, here, and I showed him how to get to the text. He goes, oh, yeah, I was never going to get to that. It was, well, I'm glad I know now. Anyway, but, you know, now that I think about it, he might be the smartest of all of us, you know, because I'm telling you, his day is not distracted by, you know, buzzes and bells and dings and alerts and notifications. As I sit here with you, talking to you, I have my phone sitting out here right in front of me. I mean, so I can see it. I can see a notification. I stay up to date on stuff. And so I kind of justify it by saying, yeah, it's a professional thing. I have to do it, you know, like for my job. But really, I mean, if I put my phone away, I just got to shiver even thinking about that. So, but that, dumb phones are the way a lot of people are going now. Would you go for that?
You'll find the Kevin Hilly Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Audioboom, Stitcher, and TuneIn. Subscribe, share, comment, and like. You can email Kevin, too, at kevinhilly@gmail.com. And, of course, he's on the air each day from 6 to 10 a.m. Central Time on 101.9 The Wave. Thanks for listening to the Kevin Hilly Podcast.